tomatoes. I've got lots of big, big, beautiful tomatoes on my vine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to begin to reduce the water to my tomatoes. And what that's going to do, and by that I mean maybe I'll cut my water supply in half for those tomatoes. I'm not going to just stop watering them altogether. But I'm going to begin to stress them out. And what that's going to do is send a message to my tomatoes that says, hey, times are getting tough, and we better reproduce ourselves. We better make our seeds happen. And so they're going to put all of their, you know, energy and a fast forward on ripening those tomatoes and getting their seeds viable for the next year.
Okay.
So by beginning to reduce my water, maybe around Labor Day, and not cut it off altogether, but begin to reduce that water, that's going to send that message to get those tomatoes ripe. So there's a couple little things to keep in mind there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, that I presume that withholding water probably holds true for some of the other crops as well. I mean, I quit watering potatoes a while back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the potatoes, for the most part, are done growing. They're under the ground, and basically they're you know, maybe putting on a little bit more size, but they're done. They're just sort of holding in suspended animation
there,
unless you put them in a little bit later, and of course they'd still be growing.
But, well, you know, now last week we...